We on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, from the 12 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Yehuda, Gimel Kafifois Ze Betzad Ze. Let us look in the Perish Chai, page 204, picture 59. Gimel Kafifois Ze Betzad Ze. The halacha is that if a Shayora Sheshofso Bebike is, and they made a mechitza gerua, either mechitza shel shesi or mechitza shel orev. So if it is a shayore for the street people, is neisnalem kol tzolchom. So they are permitted to the size of the hekif, doesn't matter how large it is, neisnalem kol tzolchom. If you have less than a shayore, so then the halacha is, each yochid can only have an area of a base sosoi. Now we are speaking about a case as follows. Gimel kafifos, we're speaking about there were three hekefim that were made. Ze bitzad ze, one next to the other. Ushnayim achitzoinim megufofim, the two outer kafifos have gifufi, they have, that means they are wider than the middle one, v'mtsoi einei megufif. The middle one is narrower. V'yochid bozeh, and in each kafif, one person was shavis. V'yochid bozeh, v'yochid bozeh, v'yochid bozeh. So we have here three kafifis, and in each kafif, a yochid was shavis. Is nase kishayora v'noisnin lahem kail tzolcha. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi azoi. Gimel kafifois ze bitzad ze. Kigoin shahoyu mahalchem baderech. V'ikifu gimel kafifois ledire. And they were makiv three kafifois ledire. B'mechitze shel shesi. Kigoin shel kanim, oy shel orev, kigoin chavolim. Shleitiru boy leyochet, since this is a mechitza gerua, even though it was ikifu ledire, is shleitiru boy leyochet elo beis osoyim kedemeforesh beperekamet. The shayora muteres lahakiv kol tzolchon. If you have a shayora, you have three people that are shavis together, so they're permitted lahakiv kol tzolchon bekanim ubechavolim ledire. Either kanim or chavolim. Avul yochid. Yoisim ibeis osoyim loy. Elim kain oso shesi v'orev mechitze kayemes. Unless you made a mechitze toivo, you made a mechitze kayemes with shesi and orev, so then you could, then it doesn't matter what size the kafif is, since it's a hekif ledire. But if you're making a mechitza grue, so a yochid is only permitted to have a hekif of beis osoy. Now, ushnayim achitzoinim migufofim, shachitzoinim rechovim mina emtsoy. The two chitzoinim are wider than the emtsoy. Vehu porutz lishneim b'miluay. The emtsoy is porutz lishneim. Vegifufeyem oidfim olo. And the gifufim is oidif on the emtsoy. Vyachid bazeh, vyachid bazeh, vyachid bazeh. And in each kafif, one yachid was shayvis. Nasu, so the chiddush is nasu shayora. They become a shayore, v'noisnim lahen kol tzolcho. So Zekrashi azay, what becomes a shayore? The omrina, we say, diyore gdoilim bikotn. We assume ke'ilu, those who are living in the chotzer gdoila are bikotn. So you have two diyorem in the two kafifes achitzoynis. So we assume ke'ilu that dor bekotten. V'nimtzou shloshton be'emtzoy. So we consider ke'ilu all three people diure gadol bekotten, like all three are living in the emtzoy. The emtsoi mitzalfam, so if the all three are in the emtsoi, the emtsoi mitzalfam, so it's considered the emtsoi is a mokim for a shayore, a mokim of a shvisa shayore. Umutar emtsoi ze, so this emtsoi is kol shehu hekev godel. Well, whatever the size of the hekiv is, the mechitza shel shesi, oy shel orev, uchegoin sheirbu. And we're speaking about that they were ma'arev. Now, l'chayre, so poshet pshat is, we consider that they, since we say the yoyre godl bekotn, we consider we have three people living in the emtsoi, so the emtsoi is not mugbul to a shir of a beis osoy. The other two kafifis have to be mugbul to a beis osoy, because on the other two kafifis you only have yechidim living there. That what Rashi says, uchegoin she'irvu, that they were ma'arev, because l'chayre, if they weren't ma'arev, so the emtsoi is poritz b'miluoi, to a reshus that is also. So therefore, l'chayre, you need that they were ma'arev. Now, Rashi says here that the lomdis of the yurei, that the yurei godol b'ktano, we consider like the gdoilim are living in the ktana. The amrining dure gdoilim bekoto, the nimtso shloshton beemtsoi. Now, in the beginning of the sugya, we had mentioned that there's a machloikes, the Rabbeinu Peretz and Rashi. Rashi was always learning dure godol bekoton, that the godol is moishel on the cotton. We consider ki'ilu the cotton is nichnas b'seich ha-godol. That's how Rashi was learning. Said the Rabbeinu Peretz learned differently. Dure godol b'cotton, like the godol is in the cotton. But Rashi learned differently. Here, l'chayre, you can't learn differently. Here, we're just saying that halacha is hastes, the emtsoi doesn't, it can be larger than a beis osoyim. The other two have to be a beis osoyim. If there'll be more than a beis osoyim, it will asa them tsoy also. So here, l'chayre, we zicha have to learn pshat, the yurei godel bekotn, we consider like those who are dor in the gedoylem, the gedoyla is keilu their dor in the ktano. The emes in the Taisvis Harosh is ma'oirer, the stire in Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh says a teretz. So Tuvia Hammer wanted to explain the Taisus HaRosh as follows. He says, if there's a double shaila. If there's a shaila on the people who are living in the Gedoyla, so that the Gemara says, di yure Gedoyla dorim biktana. We consider like they are dor biktana. That is one halacha. But there's another halacha that the ktano is considered kepischa shel godel, and we're moishech the ktano into the godel. So this it seems there's two halachas. There's one halacha legabi those who are living in the godel, and then there's another halacha legabi the mokim of the kot. The mokim of the cotton, we say, that's kipischa shel godel. We consider like the mokim of the cotton entered the godel. So when we're clearing a shayla legabi kloyim, so we'll say, if they planted a kerem in the godel, one is not permitted to be zereya in the cotton, because we consider ki'ilu, the mokim a cotton, was nichnas in the godel. That's in mekoimis. That the mokim is the pischa shel godel. It's a nitpal to the godel. That's when it's when there's a dion in mekoimis. Masha enkein, when we're speaking about dira alone, so then there's a psasvore that we're done, that ki'ilu diure godel is dorim biktana. There is such a svore also. So that is why we will say that the ktano, the emtsoi, doesn't have to be the practice. If we look in the Perish Chai, he brings down on the left side how the Mishnah Brura was Metzayer this halacha. And if we look at the Mishnah Brura seer, Be'emesin, the emtsoi lahalocha could be larger than the two chitzoinis. It's called gdoila and ktana lagabi, the width, because there's a larger width. That's it's called gadol and katna. But really, that's the whole chiddush of this first halacha. The chiddush of the first halacha is we consider that the two chitzoinim were also shoivis in the emtsoi. So lahalocha the emtsoi could have more than a base of soyim, and the two chitzoinis are mukbal to a base of soy. What will be emtsoi megufif? That the emtsoi is wider than the two chitzoinis, and this is the second picture. Emtsoi megufif, ushnayim achitzoinim einam megufofim. So then the chitzoinim are the pischon of the emtsoi over here. V'yachid bozeh, v'yachid bozeh, v'yachid bozeh. And in each one, there was one yachid. So here the halach is, ein noisnim lahem, elo beishesh. So each one can only have a base sasoyim. Zakt Rashi. Emtsoi megufif, vechitzainim ein megufofim. Shuhu rochev mehem, the emtsoi is rochev more than the two chitzainim, vehein psuchim loy bemilui, uldidei loy havi milui. By the emtsoi, it's a Pesach. Ein noisnim lehem, ela beisosayim lechol kafif. So each kafif can only have a maximum shir of a base asoy, shrei ein shloisha diyorim be'echot. Because you don't have in one kalfif that three people were shavis. The diyore emtsoi bechitzoinim. That we could say, that whoever is living in the emtsoi is in the chitzoinim. But we only have one person in the emtsoi, we have one person living in each chitzoinim. So memeila filo you'll say diyore emtsoi bechitzoinim, and will say he's living in both chitzoinim, because both are pischoi shel emtsoi, aba vezila hachitreyu deike. There's only two. After shensta even, the two chitzoinim only have two people which were shavas there. Ube emtsoi leke elachat. Ve'im echod mehem yoyser mi beisosoi. If one of these three kafifos will be yaisami beisosoyim, is who also, that means if two of the chitzainis will be yaisami beisosoyim, so that kafif will be yosa, the kafif of emtsoi will not be yosa, because it's not poritz b'miluoi to the kafif ha-chitzainis. There's a pesach between the emtsoi and the chitzainis. But the imtsoi yaisami beisosoyim, if the imtsoi will be yaisami beisosoyim, is kulon asurim. Then all three will be yosa, shereim prutzim lorshus ha'asur. That is the second halacha. Now, we're going now in the second case, that the imtsoi is megufif, and the two chitzoinim are not megufif. Iboy ilohu. What will the halacha be as follows? Echod bozeh, ve'echod bozeh. In the two chitzainis, we have one person who was shavis there. Ushnayim be'emtsoi. In two people were shavis in the emtsoi. Mai. Mahu. Now we say that diure gdoila biktana. So memele, we could assume that emtsoi is do and the two chitzainis. So memele, the two chitzainis will be able to have yosemi beis osoyim, because you have a shayor in the two chitzainis. Mal. Ila hochen avki plus ahave. If you'll consider ki ilu, they were also shayvis in the chitzaini on the right, so you have three there. Vila hochen avki plus ahave. So you have three on the left. So then, lahaloche, it would be permissible to have the two chitzayni should be more than a base asoyim. Oy Dilma, you don't consider ki ilu both the yairim of the mtsoi were shayvis in both psachim. Oy Dilma chad lahochin nafik vechad lahochin nafik. I consider the yairim, you have two psachim, the ktanos, the kepischai shal godos, you have two psachim, and you have two the yairim. So I consider that one will be shayvis in the Mtsoi and in the Pesach on the right, and the Ketan on the right, and the other will be shayvis in the Mtsoi and the Ketan on the left. Chad lahochin nafik, v'chad lahochin nafik. So memele, it will only be muta if each one will only be a base sosoi. Zot Rashi. Shnayim ave ki yochid, ad ave she yochid, da hainu shloish. Iboilu, emtsoi mi gufef, veloi chitsoi. Ushnei anoshim be emtsoi. Viyochid boze, viyochid boze mine. The two chitsoi named is one yochid. Mine. Ila hochi navki, vahanoch de emtsoi, ho yulu shneim shultin lekan o lekan. Shodi tovayu lohochi v'tovayu lohochi. So I'm dan ke'ilu when they were shoivis. So they were shoivis in the Mtsoi and the two psochim that the Mtsoi possesses. V'lish terushnei kafi v'sach hitzoynes hekev b'chol tzochom. So then the two hitzoynes, so since lahaloche, we can assume that the two hitzoynes, there was a sheyora that was shoivis b'chol echad v'echad mehem. So the two chitzoynes can have whatever dimensions the sheyora needs. Oy dilme, but maybe kuli ay loy mekalinon the nishdinu loch. We aren't makel so much to assume that the shtei daire yamtzoy are our shoyves in the two chitzoynes. And we also don't say that we consider that the two Dairei Emtsoi were shoivis in one of the two Ktanis, at least one of the two. They are tzefriden, the lehevi chad lohoche v'chad lohoche. They are tzefriden, that means they have a kaf of emtsoi, and they have a two psochim on each side. So we assume that they are tzefriden, that one will go to this side and the other will go to this side. Why do we assume this? The line heavy ella trei bechol chat. So then, in each kalfev, there'll only be two people. The ravach lohu letash mishtayu. So memele, each one will have a greater havoche. You only have two people in this area, and that is more suitable to them. Their nicha with this more. That to assume that in one there'll be three, like this Rashi said, let us say al koponim that they had a das to be shayvis in one of the chitzoynis. So he says no, because then it'll be in this one there'll be three, or beinach leinahevi elachat. So we say that Fakert, their das was, that's how their shvisa will be. It seems it's a subconscious das, that the shvisa will be that since the Amtsoi has two psochim, two ktanis, which are considered pischei shel godol, so that's how the shvisa will be. One will be shavis in one kaf, and the other will be shavis in the other kaf. Avtuv Yahama was ma'ira amiradika ha'ore. Now, we have here a shaila over here. We have here a shaila. Do we consider that the shvisa of the emtsoi is, we consider that both of them were shoivis in each chitzayne? So yeva shayore al kaponim de tuchitzaynis. Or do we consider, no, that there's no such, we can't assume that that was datom lishbeis because it'll be crowded. So therefore, we say fakel, that the das was that they won't be, that each one will be shayvis only in one will be shayvis on the one on one side, and that'll be shayvis on the other on the other side. Now, the nafke min of this chakira is, if the two chitzaynis have yesam ibeisos, and that's the whole nafke min. Now, so let us think 1 second. We have here the two chitzaynis were yesam, that's l'chayla, we're not making new chitzaynis now. The chitzaynis were made already Erev Shabbos. So the two chitzaynis are the yesam ibeisos, and the shayla is, can they use it or can't they use it? That is the shayla. But now, betchilas kinyan shvisa, what did they think? So the second cheshbon was a selfish cheshbon. That if all, both of us will go into one, so the mail will be crowded, we'll do better the other way. If they're gonna do the other way, no one's gonna have anything. Because the two chitzoynis are yesami beisosayim. She can't be metalt on the two chitzoynis. So they won't have any shimush at all in the two chitzoynis. So what do they have? They're stuck both together in this middle one. Leidach gisa, if the two chitzoynis are yesami beisosayim, it's meiridik. You have a tremendous area. So how do we build such an assumption that the two emtsa'ayim do not want to go to the right and the left because it's going to be too crowded? So they're ending up more crowded than before. If they would go to the right, so you have a tremendous area, which is yesam ibeis asoyim. How does this cheshbon work? I thought of a shtikel teretz. I don't know how emes the teretz is. The teretz is not good according to everyone, but al kaponim, perhaps this is a shtikel teretz. There's a Taisvis Harosh Baba Metzia that fa'emphas Taisvis Akasha. Taisvis es Akasha as follows. It says in the Baraisa that Ola Leo Zohar Psulo. If you had a Pora Adume, so a Pora Adume becomes possible if Malacha was done with the Pora. But that when a Pora Adume becomes possible if Malacha was done, if he didn't do malacha, but malacha was done, so you need a nichusa. If he's happy with the malacha that was done with it, so we consider keilu he did a malacha with it, and then it's possible for pola. So it says, ola leo zocho psulo. If a zocho was oila on the pola, so since he's niche, the pola will become muberes and those, So he's niche with the ola leo zocho. So mamela the pora becomes psula. Ola leo zocho psula. Frektach toises is the chanar. Why is he niche with such a thing? Like this, the price of a pora duma is doch gewaltig. The economy is totally in the demand. There's a meldike demand for a pora duma. You can get $1 million for the pora. If the pora become a berger, so what is it? It's worth another $50. So Taisus asks the kasha, why is Ola leo zocho? It's psulo. It's not nichalei. Yizicha would be happier that if it wouldn't be Ola leo zocho. So the Taisus Harosh seems to answer that you don't look at the poil yoyte of what will occur from this pu'ula. You look at this pu'ula alone. You see, niche, if it wouldn't be a poraduma, that's going in halach already. But when you measure nichuse, the halach is a poil yoyte of the poshet in nichuse. First you have to danals the poshet in nichuse. If the etzem pu'ula is nichalai, that's called nichalai. Even though now, because the halachis, which will occur because of this nichusa, that's why it's not nichalei, that doesn't create a nichalei, or not a nichalei. So it could be that you don't cheshbin with the poil yaitze over here. That means if we won't consider them as sheyoran each one, they'll only be stuck in the middle. That's the halachis, which are apoyel yaitzei of their nichuse. But the halachas are not built that way. The halachas are dependent on their pure nichuse. And their nichuse, there's a svara to say that each one is nichet to go into a different chitzoine. So memele, so you do not have a shayora living in any of the kalfifos. So memele, all three have to be on the maximum of beis osoy. Zog de gemore weiter. Ve'im tim tzaloima, chad lahochen nofik, v'chad lahochen nofik. If we will assume that way, that we say chad lahochen nofik, so memele, so it will be, all three have to have a base of soim. What will be shnayim boze? You have two in the outside ones. Ushnayim boze, v'echad b'emtsoi. So memele, and we say, d'yoyre g'doyle b'ktane. So the g'doyle is b'emtsoi. Ma hoche v'adai, I lehoche nofik tlosap. So memele, so we consider ki ilu he was shoyves in dem tzoy and all the two ktaneis. I do me eime lohochi nofik veime lohochi nofik. I don't assume that he was shoyves in both of them. I assume he was shoyves in one of the two. And I don't know which one of the two he was shoyves. So memele could be. So all three will be also. Behilchese ba'ayin lekula. And all these sveikes we paskin lekula. Zot Rashi. Ve'echot ba'im tzoy. Vuhu sholit ala chitzoynim. So we say he's dor b'chitzoynim. V'chol heiche de nofik tlosave. So wherever he will go out, is there'll be three there. V'shad yelohoche ulohoche. Oy shad ye mir le gad mi nay wisht de minister gad mi nach mi nach in zeinem de behekev kolzog oy dil me einmal hoge oy mag vol oy yadin la hay mi nay I don't know which one has a shayore hil ke gafel le gad na mi le ye vin le kolzog hil ge se ba ein le kule shay le seinu eilu lahak. Let us see Taisvis. Shnayim boze ushnayim boze ve'echod be'emtza. So the shayla was that there's a svara to say that you have three in the two chitzayin. V'loidomi letisha b'ktano v'yochid b'gdoila. Taktach Taisvis. We had before, if you had nine in the Ktano and one in the Gdoila, they are not Mitzarev. You're not Mitzarev, the one that's in the Gdoila to the nine in the Ktano. And Rashi says over there, because you cannot say that the Roiv is Nigra, boss of the Mir. The Rube Bosachad Loi Mishtadi. There Rashi was speaking about tastes that will say that the Mokim of the Ktanos in the Gdoila, but besides moving the Mokim, it seems you have to move the Rive to the Mid. That you can do. So Al Kaponim, we have Episaklau, that if you have a Rive in the Ktanos and a Mid in the Gdoila, they don't become a Tzu if you don't have Tet. And here, And here we say that it is good. There's a tzad that it's good. So that's Taisvus Kasha. Loidomi letisha biktano viyochid bigdoila. So Taisvus the hoche ike taime kidioma the nofik lahoche ulahoche. We have to understand klal what Taisvus is answering. Could be Taisus means to answer that But here is a different shaila. Here is a different shaila when he was shoyves, petchilas knisas hayoyim, his intentions were to go there and there. That means it does not mean that now he's there. Now he's here. But he had intentions to go to this Pesach and to this Pesach, and it's considered one large reshus. So memele, so the intentions betchilas hashvise to go later in these two makaymes, that is sufficient that we consider that he was shavis there also. So by shvise, it is sufficient the nafik lahoche lahoche. He can go there and he can go there. For his intentions are to go there. So his intentions are to leave them tzoi and to go to the ktana. So that is sufficient that we should consider that there was already a shvisa of a shayore in the ktana. Masha enkein over here, here the din is, now do I have a minyan? Now the while he's in the godel, and there's nine in the ktana, so there you can't have a tziruf. So the Yahama wanted to say pshat in Taisvis, that we mentioned before, Taisvis Harosh. The Taisvis Harosh says that there are two halachas. There's one halacha that we consider like the mokim haktana is together with the gdoila. And we consider that the dor bigdoila is dor biktana. So could be that's what Taisvis means. Here the diyun is the one that is dor bigdoila. Does he have a din dor biktana? He has a din dor biktana also. The nafik lahochi lahochi is a dor there and a dor there. Masha'enkein by the shaila of tziruf. There it seems you have to. There's not a shaila of dire. There the shaila is: are you machnis the reshus haktana to the mokim magdoila in order to make it one large mokim? There you have to be machnis the mokim. So there there's a svore al kaponim. You don't take roiv tzibur to a miut. Could be that is pshat and taisus. Zog the gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde Gidud Chamisha Umechitze Chamisha Ein Mitztarfen. Gidud Chamisha Umechitze Chamisha. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chatzer Shekarko Iso Govoya Chamisha Tvochim Boisifu Al Oiso Goiva Mechitze Hei. That is picture 61. That you have a chotzer is the karkois a chotzer is 5 tvochim, then you have a mechitza of 5 tvochim over it. You do not have an omud of 10 tvochim. You do not have a mechitza of 10 tvochim. You have a tziruf of a omud of 8 tvochim and a mechitza of 8 tvochim. Ein mitzarfen. So the loche is you cannot be mitzarif the mechitza to the gidud. Achiye hei oikuloi begidud, oikuloi bemechitze. It has to be kuloi begidud, oikuloi bemechitze. So, the Gemara weiter, meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. We learned, shtei chatzeirois, zu lemailo mizu. We have two chatzeirois. Let's look at picture 64, on page 205. Steiche zeirois zule mailo mizu. Bel yoine gevoye mina tachtoina asore tvochim. And del yoine is either 10 tvochim higher than the tachtoina. That's picture 65. Oishe yeish bo gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha. Or picture 64. That it is 5 tvochim taller and then you have a mechitza chamisha. So steht in der Bereise Ma'arvin Shnayim ve'ein Ma'arvin Echot. So these two chatzeres are Ma'arvin Shnayim. Each one has to be Ma'arvin separately. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echot. They cannot be Ma'arvin together. So the Pashtus is because there's a Mechitza that's Mavdol Beinayim. So that each one has to be Ma'arvin Bazunda. Poches Mikan. Pachis mikan means if the mechitza will not be 5 tvachim, the mechitza will be 4 tvachim. So there's only a goiva of 9 tvachim separating the elyoine from the tachtoine. Is ma'arvin echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. Then they have to be ma'arv together, because then l'chayav pshad is it's a sporetz b'milui, one is sporetz b'milui to the other one. So ma'mele, so they have to be ma'arv echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is from the reisha. The reisha says ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. So akochach you see that it has a teiras mechitze. So it's a kasha and Rav Chisda. Omar Rove, Moide Rav Chisda betachtoino hoyel veroye pnei asorom. Rav Chisda that said gidut chamisha mechitze chamisha is ein mitztarev. He was only speaking about the Al-Yoyne, but the Tachtoyne is Roye Mechitza Asore. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Moide Rav Chisda betachtoyne de legabo havi mechitza. The Tachtoyne has a Mechitza Asore. So the Tachtoyne can zich and not be ma'arev with Al-Yoyne. Abo legabi Al-Yoyne lav Mechitza. The Al-Yoyne does not have a Mechitza. She'eino roye es pnei asoro l'mechitza so the Al-Yoyne does not see a mechitza asore. V'yavi kulei begidut. If the Al-Yoyne was only begidut, the first case was gidut asore, shapet vei. Mishum de mishtam shelehed yasoif agidut v'roye goy v'yoysal chavato asore. That's picture 65. So then they can see there's a mechitza asor over there. Uminkere mechitza. There you have the mechitza asor, but here I don't have a gidud and I don't have a mechitza. So therefore, Rav Chisda says, the Al-Yoyna does not have a mechitza asor. The tachtoine is roye pnei asor. Yeah. Frag the Gemara, Ihochi, so if that is the case, that the Tachtoine has a Mechitza Asor, the Al-Yoyne does not have a Mechitza Asor, is Teor, Ihochi, Tachtoine, Tiarev Shnai. So that's very good, the Tachtoine is Tiarev Shnai, the Tachtoine cannot be Ma'arev Shnai Echod, because Tachtoine has a Mechitza. Tachtoine tiarev shnayim v'loi ta'arev echad. The tachtoine cannot be ma'arev with Al-Yoyne. El-Yoyne, but Al-Yoyne, the Al-Yoyne does not have a mechitze. The Al-Yoyne is poretz b'miluoi to the tachtoine. The tachtoine can be ma'arev with him. So the Al-Yoyne loi ta'arev loi echad v'loi shnayim. That should be the halacha. If you're telling me, according to Rav Chisda, the Tachtoine has a mechitze, and the Al-Yoyne doesn't have anything, so the halacha should be that the Tachtoine is ma'arev shtayim, and the Al-Yoyne is also. The Baraisa didn't say that. The Baraisa said, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad. Baraisa is both of them are ma'arev shnayim. Let us see Rashi. Tachtoine trei ta'arev kloim el'atzma ti'arev di'arev, v'loim el'yoyne. Shrei mechitze b'neim, because the tachtoine is a mechitze b'neim. Avol yoino, afilu la'atzmo asuro, she tachtoino isroso, shein kan mechitze, v'lo ichad na mitarev. So memele, so treye can be ma'arev bazunder, because it's poretz b'milui, to the tachtoine, to be ma'arev together with the tachtoine, v'lo ichad na mitarev im tachtoine, shrei ein kan pesach. The legavi atachtoina kel sosum. That's the kashe. Omar Rabbe Bar Ule, kigoin shahoisal yoine migufefes ad eser amois. So he says the yoine had gifufi till an area of eser amois. Let us look at picture 66. So picture 66, we see now what he means to say. The Al-Yoyne, there were Gifufim. The Gifufim were on both sides of the Pirtze. There was Gifufim of, there was a Mechitze of 10 Tvachim over the Gidut. So on both sides you have a mechitza of tenfach. In the middle, this the pirze is still 10 amis, which has a teiras pesach. So this has a teiras pesach. So memele, so it's gewaldig good. So ma'arv and shnayim, you can't be ma'arv echod, because the tachtoine has a mechitza asore. He doesn't have any pesach whatsoever. Because by him you metzarev the gidud and the mechitza. So therefore, so both of them is ma'arv and shnayim. The elyoin is also ma'arv shnayim. The tachtoine does not asor the elyoin because there's a pesach between the Elyoine and the Tachtoine, so it's Ma'arvin Shnayim, ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad. Zot Rashi, b'meguf efes, mechitze asoro, there's a mechitza of asoro al ha-gidud. Over the gidud, there's a mechitza asoro, and this mechitza asoro extends ad eser amis emtsois, till the middle 10 amis. Shenichuha, this he left over, the middle 10 amis, kein pesach. V'lohinicho yishama mechitza sora, there's no mechitza sora, elo mechitza chamisha, there we have a mechitza chamisha. V'agidut chamisha, hilka. Shteyem ma'arvis la'atzmon, so therefore, do yainim dachteinem av la'atzmon. V'ein zu oiseres al zu. None, one doesn't ask on the other. The legabi tachtoine kula stumei. So therefore, the yoine doesn't ask on the tachtoine because it is a mechitza. The legabi yoine mechitza pischa. It is a mechitza with a pesach. Umiyu. So therefore, each one is so ma'arev shnayim. Each one is ma'arev bazunda. Umiyu ki adodi leimotzi ma'arvi, but to be ma'arev together, they also can be ma'arev. The legabi tachtoine hakel sosu. The Gabi the Tachtoine, everything is awesome, so you can't be Ma'arev together. So Memele, the Reisha of the Baraisa is Gewaldigot. Fact the Gemore, Ihochi, but if that is the case, Eimo Seife. Pochais Mikan, the Seife is speaking about the Gidud Chamishe Umechitze Chamishe. That it's not gidud, it's not mechitza chamisha, it is mechitza arbo. So we are speaking now about the middle area, not speaking about the two side areas, because the two side areas is a mechitza asore. The Baraisa never spoke about that. The Baraisa is speaking about the middle area which was asore, the side area are 15. So the middle area, which is Asorah, so it said, Pochas Mikan, if the middle area is not Asorah, now you'll have, let's say, Gidud, Hey, and Mechitze Dalit. So what does it say? So it says, Pochas Mikan, Ma'arvin Echod, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnai. That they have to be Ma'arv together, and they cannot be Ma'arv Shnai. Yochi Aimo Seife Pochas Mikan Ma'arvin Echod Ba'in Ma'arvin Shnayim. Frag the Gemore, Iboi Chad Teorev. Iboi Trei Teorev. Why can't he be Ma'arv Shnayim? If there's a Gidud on both sides, if there's a Gifufi on both sides. So now, this is a Pesach, that one is in the middle, you have 9 Tvochim in the middle, is a Pesach for both of them. It's a Pesach for the Tachtoine. It's a Pesach for the Yoine. So why does it say Ma'arvin Echod ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim? Why can't it be Ma'arvin Shnayim? It's not Poretz b'miluoy. It's a Pesach b'neim. It's a Pesach b'neim. So if they want, they can be Ma'arvin Echod. They want, they can be Ma'arvin Shnayim. That's the Gemara's Kashi. Yochi ein Maseifa. Poches mikan Ma'arvin Echod ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. Iboi chatarif, that's good, they could be ma'arif echad if they want, but Iboi trei ta'arif, because there's a Pesach b'nayim. Let us see Rashi. Eimo seif, v'alkochoch hai poches mikan, that's what it says, poches mikan, amachitzes chamisha, shebe'esach ha'amiskoi, the poches mikan is going on the gidu the machitzes chamisha. The Gifuf feed is a Mechitza Sori. We didn't speak about the Mechitza Sori in the Baraisa. We only spoke about the Mechitza Hei. And the Mechitza Hei is Pochus Mika. Iboi chata arev do Pesach gomul eitzel shteyem. Yochim is every Pochus Mika Marvin, Echvei Marvin Shnaim, Iboi chata arev, Iboi treta arev. Omar Rabbe berei derovem. Ki goin shenifritzo atachtoino bimiluyo leoyoino. So let us see picture 67. So now we'll understand the teretz of the Gemara. That the tachtoino is nifritzo bimiluyo leoyoino. That means there are gifufim for the leoyoino. The leoyoino has gifufim. So legabi the leoyoino, it's a Pesach. The Gabi de Tachtoine, it's Nifratz b'miluoy. Gabi de Tachtoine, it's Nifratz b'miluoy. So Memele, it says, because there's only 9 Tvachim separating them. So therefore it says, Ma'arvin Echot, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. That's the Tachtoine. Frek the Gemore, Ihochi Tachtoine. Good, that's a Teretz on the Tachtoine. Tachtoine Chata Arev, Trei Loita Arev. It's good that the Tachtoine cannot be Ma'arev, a separate Erev, because the Tachtoine is Poretz B'miluay to the Elyoyne. Or be'Elyoyne, Iboi Treita Arev, Iboi Chata Arev. Why does it say Poretz Mikan? Ma'arev Echadei Ma'arev Shnayim, the Elyoyne can be Ma'arev Shnayim. And for the Gemara, Enoch and Ami. That's true. V'chit Ktoni, Poretz Mikan, Ma'arev Echad, Ve'ein Ma'arev Shnayim, a Tachtoine. Zogt Rashi. B'miluo, she'ein b'roch bo elo eser ames. The roichev of the tachtoin is eser ames. Hilkach osra el yoina aleo. Mitzarfo. That's not like Rav Chizde, it is mitzarfo. Ashkechei ravina le rav ache b'rei derove. So the bach is a psagilse here. Omar lei, Omar ameimer midi begidot chamisha o bemechitza chamisha. Did ameimer say anything on this inyan? We have a machlekes Rav Chisda and Mereima. What is ameimer's opinion? Omar lei, he never spoke about this. Hilchesen, the Gemara of Yerzois, gidot chamisha o mechitza chamisha mitzal. Halacha we pass and it is mitzal. Zog Tosfos. Gidot chamisha u'mechitza chamisha ein mitzdarf, and this is according to Rav Chizda. Beperek sheini de gitten, perish bekunteret, kegoin charitz omok chamisha, v'yesh loy mechitzas chamisha, ein mitzdarfen liyois toichoi rishus hayochit. Let us look in the perish chai, picture 62. So Rashi in Gittin says that Gidut Chamisha does not mean that it's over ground level. No, the Gidut Chamisha means you have a charitz, that's 5 tfochim. And then you have a mechitza over that, that's 5 tfochim. And so the shaila is a mitzurif to make the inside a rishus hayoch. In Rav Chizda says, ein mitzafne yistoyche rishus hayoch. Bekashel Rabbeinu Tam, the Oma Beperik Basre, the Boil Vechul Yosai Mitztafen. The Gemara says in the last Perik, Boil Vechul Yosai Mitztafen Lasore, and that's Lechoyre Mamish Tetzir. You have a boil that is 5 Tvachim deep, and the Chulya means the dirt that you took out of the boil, you surrounded the boil with the dirt, so you have a Mechitza that's 5 Tvachim deep. The Gemara says, Boil Vechul Yosai Mitztafen. Period. So you see, Kloritz mitzdarit. So this kash alone, the Achoinim want to say, Dach Smidl Shainazov wants to say this, that Bechlal, this kash is Bechlal natu gefellig. Bechlal yosei mitzdarfen is bemesin as a machloikis amayroim. Bechlal in a rafuna dach, sich mir. Bechlal says Bechlal yosei is mitzdarfen. Nu, we hear over here that Mereimer says, Gidut Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha is also mitzvah. Hilchus, it is mitzvah. So Rabbi Yechon holds like that. I mean, it's Rav Huna said a different pshat in the Mishnah. So you can't ask a kasha from, for this is an amemra of an amoyre, how we learn Shalom the Mishnah, it's not a kasha amra chiz. But then Tosis asks another kasha. From the Shmait and Nami Yomar, the moyre rachiz de betachtoine, hoyo veroye pneyut, but the mother says, afilu rachiz des moyre ratetachtoine, since the tachtoine sees a mechitza of yut, so the tachtoine ziche is ma'arev shtayim. How could there be a shayla, a charitz, that's omuk chamisha? And as a mechitza chamisha, in the charitz you have a mechitza yud. This is mamish like the tachtoina that sees a mechitza yud. So how could, what's this, how could Rav Chisda say, aim it starf? That's the discussion. Elo yesh leforish, gidud chamisha. ומחיצה חמישה, אל ישרוס גידת חמישה גבויה חמישה, and in the picture 63, גידת חמישה גבויה חמישה, ונאב כמינו בשתי חצי זו, ונאב כמינו בשתי חצי זו למעלה מזו, וליינה כדי המוח. Now the Bible will speak about the picture 61, that the fact גידת חמישה means it's למעלה, the גידת is למעלה, Kavoya Hamisha and Stechatzeris, that's the Shaila. So Tosis wants to say now, it is a Shaila in Hilchis Eilubei Chatzeris. The Gabi Dol Yon. V'tzorich Inyan L'Inyan Shabbos. Now Tosis clears, what will be L'Inyan Shabbos, not L'Inyan Eilubei Chatzeris, L'Inyan Shabbos Rishu Yesh, Im Yesh, and yesh tail. If there'll be a tail, b'shusaram, now this is picture 63. And yesh tail b'shusaram, gavoya chamisha b'rochav arbo, al gabav osu mechitza chamisha. That will be the din, according to Rav Chisda. Shazoyrek m'shusarabim l'soychoi chayim, u'mitoyche l'shusarabim potter. So now, Tosfos, it says in Yesod, Rav Chisda was speaking about Hilchis Eruvei Chatzeiros. Now, what will be legabe Hilchis Rishuyos? So, L'chayre Tosfos says, the way I'm saying Pshat, should she come out as follows. A person who is standing in the Rishus Harabim, he is Roye Mechitza Asore. So, if he's Roye Mechitza Asore, so Memele, so he should be Chayev if he's Zoyrek Mishus Harabim L'Soichem. A person is standing inside the tail, so he is not Roya Mechitza Asore, he should be Potter. So Tosis wants to say, L'chore, what will be the din according to Rav Chisda? So Tosis says, if we will say, just like Legabi Eruvei Chatzeiros, we differentiate between the Tachtoin and the Yoyne. The Tachtoine has a Mechitza and the Yoyne doesn't have a Mechitza, so who then Legabe Rishuyis will also say that this halach applies? Tzorchin, or maybe no, in Rishus HaYochid you can have a Psahefei Rishus HaYochid. Other one. So that's Tosfos. Now, the Chazaynish Tainis on Tosfos, he does not understand what, how Tosfos could say Shahazoyrik Mushus Arabim Lesoichoi Chayim. Because a person who is Zoyrik Mushus Arabim Lesoichoi, you have to make an Akira and a Hanoche. And if Tosfos is Noches, according to Rav Chisda, that the one who is standing inside is not standing in the Rishus Ayochit, because he does not have a Mechitza Asore, he only has a Mechitza, Gidot Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Shaim et Starfen, So if inside it doesn't have a Shem Rishus HaYochid, so there never was Anoch in the Rishus HaYochid, so why should the Zoyrik from outside be Chayim? He takes his a Mechitza Yud. But there was no Anoch in the Rishus HaYochid. When the Chayvet lands, it's not landing in the Rishus HaYochid. He bribes at Tzorch Ian on the Stasvis. And also the Lashayna Zov also seems to have the same task. But on Kapanim, we have to understand Tosfos Epistot Yogalton. For some reason or other, Tosfos held that perhaps Lagabi, the one who is Roya Mechitza Asore, for that person that has a Teiris Rishus Ayochid, let's forget about the Lomdis, but from the other person, not. So now, the Lashain Azov, here in Erevin, in the Olchaner, in Sukiwana for Emfer, place was first Kash and Rashi. That Rashi said, in Gittin, that the Tzir of Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, is the picture 62. Well, the second kasha was, let's forget about the first kasha. Second kasha was that he's roye pnei asor. He's roye pnei asor. So it's zichbi rishus ayochid. So they say, so the Lashon HaZov and the Ochaner say, that's true. The one inside, the filth bowl, he zicha isn't a rishus ayochid. He's allowed to be metalful in it. He zicha rishus ayochid, and he'll throw it out into the rishus harabim. He'll zicha bichay, because he's throwing from a rishus ayochid into a rishus harabim. That's poshik. But the shaila will be if a person is standing outside, if he'll throw inside. Fakel. But the one that's standing outside is a gidud chamisha, mechitza chamisha. So memele, so if Taisvus, forget the tzir of Taisvus is like more difficult. Because by Taisvus, the one who is standing outside, he doesn't throw in to a Rishus Hayochit. He throws in Takamos. That's the Chazanish's kash. But over here, by us, the one who is standing outside, Lemaisa will throw into Rishus Hayochit. But Lemaisa, while standing outside, it ends up finally into Rishus Ayochid, but standing outside, the Gabi, him outside, like the Akira, he only threw it over, by him there's only a Gidut Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha. By standing outside is only a Tziru of a Gidut and a Mechitza. So could be, that's how Rashi learned Pshat, that's a Rashi Lamsat, that was the Shaila of Rav Chisda. The Shaila of Rav Chisda, does it have a Teiras Rishus Ayochid, Legabi, the one who is standing outside and does not see a Mechitza Asor? Just like Taisus Lushitos, Taisus wanted to say, the one who is standing inside, who does not see a Mechitza Asor, by him does it have a Teiras Rishus Ayochid. So it could be that Rashi learned the Shaila was, will that be the one who is standing outside? Does it have a Teiris Rishus Ayochid? Does it have a Teiris Rishus Ayochid? Since he does not see a Mechitza Asor. Bechiktoni poches mikan, ma'alvin echod, ve'ein ma'alvin shtachnai. So the Gemara's maskon was. That's what it says in the Baraisa. If you have Gidot 5 and a Mechitza 4, that what it says, ma'alvin echod ve'ein ma'alvin shnayim. That goes on the tachtoine, because the tachtoine is parts from the luay to the oyoine. But the oyoine is, if you want to ma'alvin shtayim, the ma'alvin echod. In toima, la'el, kid the porer, by, not porer, but in the first case, when you have gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha. So the Gemara says, so there it says, ma'alvin shnayim. So the Gemara asks, good, the Tachtoine is Ma'av, Shnayim. But Al-Yoyne, how could the Al-Yoyne be Ma'av, Shnayim, but Al-Yoyne is Porach from Milua to the Tachtoine. But the time of the Elke, the Porach, Al-Yoyne, Loi Ta'arib, Loi Chad, Loi Trey, Amai Loi Mishani, Hodik Toni, Ma'av, Shnayim, Vei Ma'av, Necha, Ba Tachtoine. Let us say, Ma'alvin Shnayim is going on the Tachtoine, just like you say now over here. Ein Ma'alvin Shnayim is going on the Tachtoine. Ma'alvin Echod ve'ein Ma'alvin Shnayim is going on the Tachtoine. So say the same thing over there. Yeshloime mishum demashim lay Ma'alvin Shnayim atavayu. Ma'alvin Shnayim will seem that both of them, Ma'alvin Shnayim, that means each one is Ma'ariv separately. That's the Taish Ma'alvin Shnayim. Each one is Ma'ariv separately. So Al-Kochach, that means that the Uyoyne is also Ma'ariv separately. So Memele,
So that's why the Gemara asked, the Al-Yayna cannot be Marev separately, because the Al-Yayna is Boros B'Milu'i L'Mokhi Mosa. That's what it says in the Sefer, Ein Ma'arvin Echad, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. So there it means like this. So this is how the Mashal explains Taisus. Ma'arvin Echad, the Tachtoine is Ma'arvin Echad. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim, both of them cannot be Ma'arev separately. Both of them cannot be ma'arev separately. That means that the tachtoni can't be ma'arev separately. Doesn't mean that both can't be ma'arev. It means, but shnayim, both of them, you can't have that both should be ma'arev separately, because the tachtoni cannot be ma'arev separately. So ma'arev and shnayim, and ein ma'arev and shnayim is speaking about both of them. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi rad oishiyah. The Yoirin Haboim B'Shabes Mao Shayei Oslo. What is the case? So Trashi, the Yoirin Haboim B'Shabes. Kigoyin Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzere, Shenofal B'Shabes. Behainu, the Yoirayu, Hashtag Yadod, now they're living together. They were Ma'arev Shnayim, there was a Kaisel Ben Shtei Chatzere, now the Kaisel fell in. So now they are living together. But the Betchilas Knesset Hayoyim were living separately. The Yoyrim Haboim B'Shabes Ma'o Sheyei Oso. Omar Rav Chinene Toshma. Chotzer G'doylo Shenifritzo Lektane. So the Gemara understood that our Mishnah is speaking about that it was Nifritz in Shabbos. Chotzer gdoilo shenifritzo lektano, hagdoilo moteres, vaktana asura. So we see klar that the ktano, shenifritzo broke, the moment it broke in Shabbat. So why is the ktano asura? Because the ktano now became poros b'milui l'mokim osolo. So that's the yoyrim aboim b'Shabbat. In the beginning of Shabbat it wasn't nifritz. Chotzer gdoilo shenifritzo lektano. Vibnei shike pisro shol gdoilo. So you see, klar, that even though betchilas haShabbos there was a mechitza, there was hutter, but as soon as the mechitza falls down, it becomes us. Or my rabbi, so rabbi says, no, it's not. You don't have a raya from the Mishnah. Eima could be miboy yoyim nifritza. The Mishnah does not mean that it broke in the middle of Shabbos. It was nifritz miboy yoyim. So nifritz miboy yoyim. So fashteitzer. So then the ktana was always us. But if it was Nifratz in the middle of Shabbos, so it could be that you say, I over Hutra Hutra, since the Tilos Knesset Yehima was Mutter, so it could be it remains Mutter. Zek the Gemara, Omale Abaye, so Abaye told Rabbi, Leiteime Mar Eina, don't say maybe, let us say, Halavadi Miboi Yehim Nifratz, it's Zicha speaking about to be boy jam nifritze. The mahu da oma, you said over, boy mi nei mi rab hune, boy mi nei mi rab yehude, irev derech ha pesach, ve nista ma pesach. The other way, the word ma'arev shnayim, and the way the ma'arev shnayim, the ma'arev echad, I'm sorry, irev derech ha pesach, ve nista ma pesach. So, in the betechilas knisus hayoyim, they were permitted to carry one from the other, one to the other. Now, v'nista ma pesach, irev derech haloin, v'nista ma haloin. Mao, v'om alis, he said over that they said, Shabbos kivin shehutra utra. Since betchilas knisas hayoyim, it was mutter for them to be metaltal one from the other. So this heter remains. So the same thing over here, since betchilas knisas hayoyim, each one was permitted to be metaltal in his chotzer. So now, even though the kaisel fell down, the heter remains. Zot Rashi. Elevadai. Tana sus agadaitach shenifritzo b'Shabbos. Elevadai akochichochi took me yefte zetzayin. Da at amrit, you yourself said, di yoyrim haboim b'Shabbos ein oisrin. That if the matzav changes, you don't ask her. The amrit, but there was the other way around. Boy minei meravune irim derech haPesach. Shtei chatzer sheirbu yachad aydei Pesach shebinem. V'nistam b'Shabbos shenof lem mapoilus kenegdoi. Ma'al taltu
וזו דרך קויבה הקויסלו בחורן הזדוק. מי אמרין אין הויל והוטה למקצה שבס, הוטה לכול הילוי. So memele, so you yourself said that what? That you say, you said b'shem ravuna, hoil butra hutra. So memele, here you also have to say, hoil butra hutra, so we have to say, b'shat na mishna, speaking about it was nifrats before Shabbos. Zog teisus. Loiteime eimer, elevadai mi ba'oid yoim nifritze. So what did Abaye tell Rabbi? So Abaye told Rabbi, you hold Shabbos, hoil butra hutra. Kosh, the hocha omar Abaye, the rabbi sovar kishmu. Later we're going to have this machlokes of hoyel v'hutro hutro Shabbos kivin shutrut as a machlokes rabbi shmu. So hocha omar rabbi, the rabbi sovar kishmu dama Shabbos hoyel v'hutro hutro. Vim kain, if that is the case, tikshi tikshi seva kasha. Rabbi gufa omar, the gemara in Shabbos, they asked rabbi, how did rabbi feel this? So the Gemara says there, kol mili demar, Abaye said, kol mili demar, ovid kechumre de Rav. Rabbe used to fear zech ur de chumres of Rav. Bar mehani tlast ovid kechmu, matire mi beged le beged, the three in yonim that he did like shmu. But like this, all others he did like the chumres of Rav. Now here, Abaye himself told Rabbe, you hold like shmu, you hold Shabbos oil behutra hutra. So Memele, so we have four things he did like Shmuel, the Kula Sosha. He did all the Chumas of Ra, but there are four things he did like Shmuel. That's the Kasha. Vein loim, the Mishimachi, loichoshiv leihoda hoche, the Gemara does not speak about this Inyan, Mishim derav hunav rav yudin amri sovri kishmuel. That means this is not only what Rabbe held, there's a lot of people that held like Shmuel. So mail that did Gemara means that what Rabbi Paskin like Shmuel. The begreire ike de savri ke Shmuel. By greire, by Dovashel Miskavin. There's also other people. That's one of the three things that Rabbi held like Kulus Shmuel. And there's others that hold like Shmuel. The bepeka moitzi, mashme de savar Rabbi Yechanan, kistam mishne de nozer choyfeif, umefasfeis. Yeah, so we see that, That Rabbi Yechanan also holds like Shmuel. For me, Yeshloim at the Hochi Poch by Moitzi, that is not Pshat, the Gemara in the Moitzi is that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Shmuel. Me, Yeshloim at the Hochi Poch by Moitzi. For me, Motzi Rabbi Yechanan Lameim at Dovo Shein Miskavin also. The Loik is a Stam Mishnah de Nozir, is a Stam Mishnah Nozir, the Dovo Shein Miskavin is Mutter. It's a Filuik is Toma, Chinik at Ashkirim Bebeye, that the Dovo Shein Miskavin is also. Ayul ma'i stome ma'hai, ve'in l'rab yechnen ami lipsei kishum achas b'loi rai. So near, not the Gemara means that Rabbi Yechanan holds like a stam mishnah, so he has to hold over shein miskaven his mutter. The Gemara means, since there are two stam mishnahs, he cannot pass on like either of them without bringing a rai. Inami yeshloima, hoda ovid kechumre de rav. That what the Gemara said, he held like the Chumras the Rav, besides these three things, Hainu Ba'alme, that's in all other halachas. But there are two halachas, Levad Me Erev Ve'evil, the halachic Kedivrei HaMekel Ben. So the Gemara over there distinctly is not speaking about not Avelis and not Erev, because they're the halachas Kedivrei HaMekel. So the Gemara is speaking about, well, we don't have such a hachra, of a rov of the Meikel, so then in three things he passed like the kulas of Shmuel. Oishema kivon de zimnin hach kula havi chumre. That means the kula of holding like Shmuel, that you go like the tchilas hashabes, so sometimes it can be a chumre. Ki goin de nesa b'miktzah shabes. What would be punktakel? If it was Nesar b'miktzah Shabbos, and then later it became Mutter. The Mahai time is if you go whatever the Tchila Shabbos was, the Mahai time in Nesar l'chol Shabbos. Is l'choshiv l'meichumri derav, l'rav l'esloi hoyel v'hutra hutra, l'esloi nami hoyel v'nesar nesar. It is one gedder. So memeilet, it doesn't fall into the chumri derav or the kulei de shmur.